So, my take on this, there's a lot of pros and cons of self-driving cars and automobiles.
For sure. And that's something that we have to look at.
Yeah. I mean, you can finally spend quality time fiddling with radio knobs, but the drag races are only capable of ending in moderately paced ties. Parents are going to miss out on cherished tradition of improperly teaching kids how to parallel park. That's going to be a shame. Cities with poor public transportation given the opportunity to dump the systematic problem onto Google or whoever. So, hey, Waterloo, LRT doesn't work. Don't worry about it. We got driverless cars. Google's got the bill.
Yeah, that's... Hey, I'm sure there's some people that don't want to deal with this construction anymore.
Well, driverless cars, they'll deal with it.
Raise your hand at home if you don't want to deal with this construction anymore.
Well, one thing, I'm glad to see your hands up. But the other thing that this is going to do, and I think this is a big thing, it's going to free up the driver's hands, eyes, mental capacity to really start becoming more aggressive towards the other drivers and the other people in traffic. Think about it. Your car's driving yourself.
Yeah.
You're stuck in traffic because it's whatever. You're not driving. You're going to be like, I'm angry, I'm pissed, but you don't have to worry about driving anymore. So you're just going to be flipping everyone off, yelling, rolling down the windows, swearing at people. Maybe even just get out of your car and go punch someone else's car.
Oh.
Yeah, aggressive.
Wow.
All because you don't have to drive. You don't have to worry about driving your car. Your car will still move along slowly while you walk beside it.
You think you would get more frustrated if you're not like behind the wheel though? Like, I feel like I would get a little more restless if I'm just sitting there.
That's what I mean. That's why you're going to get frustrated. That's why you're going to get angry.
Yeah,
that's why you're jumping out. Going to kill someone.
Well, don't kill anyone.
That's true. Someone's definitely going to hack these things.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Cause a massive pileup on the eastbound 406 over there. And just cause a wreck.
Where's the 406?
It's a fake highway. I didn't want to say a real highway. I don't want to become...
Yeah, we don't want to have to knock on wood here.
Exactly. What? Cops can't do traffic duty. No cops are going to be able to do traffic duty ever again.
Yeah, like, can they pull these cars over?
Well, all the cars are connected and on a program, really, so... No. That's why all drag races are going to end in a tie. Because you can't go faster than a speed limit. That's what's really going to piss people off.
Yeah, that's...
Getting to Toronto is going to take 2 hours now because you got to go 100. You can't go 120 or 130.
That's a concern for sure, like the drag racing part. Because, you know, that's a big part of society, really, drag racing.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of underground drag racers.
It's so true.
Maybe the robots will, like, come up with their own way to underground drag.
Well, and that brings me to my next pro.
Okay.
History has proven that new technology advancements have never have any fallout or problems. New technology never has any issues.
Oh, well, perfect then. We're fine.
Yeah, we can eat our cheeseburgers in peace.
Hey, we ran into some technology problems last week.
Yes, and this week we're flying. We're rolling.
We prepared.
We are. We were in here good 15 to 20 minutes early, setting up the music, which brings me to our first song.
Uh-oh.
Theme of the show, Halloween. What's our first song, Mark? We're going to the thrift shop with Macklemore.
Because it's Friday and we don't know.
Exactly.
Sometimes people don't have costumes yet.
No. And you're going to the thrift shop.
You need a quick, cheap buy.
Quick, cheap buy. Couple pants that are an outfit.
Yeah.
With a shirt. Maybe you're making a cool Macklemore costume.
Maybe.
Shout out Macklemore. Friend of the show. Fote. So this is Macklemore Thrift Shop. If you still need a costume, head on down to the thrift shop. Grab yourself some gear.
Use your gift card, Williams & Williams in the Morning, 10% off at every single thrift store from here to Kingston.
Kingston, USA.
Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
Kingston, I thought it was USA. Jamaica.
Well, I'm sure they have a Kingston too, but...
Kingston, Jamaica.
Our promo code goes all the way down to Jamaica.
The reach of this show is amazing.
Really is. Shout out Jamaicans, if you're listening.
Yes, thank you for your sponsorships.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We love it. Macklemore, Thrift Shop, Radio Laurier, Williams & Williams in the Morning, more. Thrift Shop, head on out, get some Halloween. So, the release, Halloween, little Halloween action here,
yep.
Little more news. There's supposed to be a clown purge on Devil's Night, apparently, according to this, the U.S., apparently, on Sunday.
Which is Sunday night.
Sunday night. And look, guys, clowns are people too, okay? Saying you're going to beat up a clown if you see one is just, it's locker room talk. All right? It's locker room talk. It's offside. You think they grew up wanting to be a clown? Huh? Let's let them live their lives and we can live ours. I don't know about you, but I'm fine with only 3 people in the back seat of a car. I don't need more than that. I'm good, okay? Clown lives matter. Just a joke. Clowns matter. People's lives matter. Just
clowns are people too, yeah, but
it's kind of a weird situation. People are doing this clown scaring thing down.
It really depends on their intentions, I think.
But basically, don't scare people unless they want to be scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're paying money to go to the Halloween haunts,
scare them.
If they're just walking home, don't scare them. That is just idiotic.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wonder, you see these videos of those clowns just like...
Sorry for the cough.
Robitussin.
Yes.
All of a sudden, these clowns like pop out of nowhere. Like, how long are you waiting there, Mr. Clown?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you
and like, there's some
day?
Cool clowns. Like Jimmy the Clown. Good clown. Friend
of
the show.
Our buddy Jimmy. But
makes great balloon animals.
Yeah, like the ones that...
Has a nose that goes... Great time.
The ones that go to birthday parties, they're alright.
Great clown.
But the ones that hang out in the forest...
Bozo the Clown. All-time great clown.
One of the best.
One of the best. Shout out producer Seeks. We're moving on to our anecdotes for today. Mark, this anecdote, brand new sponsor, brought to you by Books.
Books are great. I mean, not like...
That's it. That's the sponsor. Books.
Just books, though. No specific textbook.
No, just books. Comic book. The guy emailed me and said, hey, we're Books. We want to sponsor you. All we need is for you to shout out Books. Apparently people aren't reading them, so we just need to tell people about Books. So.
As people are listening to us on the internet.
Hey, read our blog later. That's a type of book, almost. It can become a book.
Yeah. It's still online, but...
Doesn't matter. Shout out reading books. Anyways, anecdotes. Mark, Halloween story? Anything scary? Anything pop out to you?
I was lucky to have a pretty clean childhood when it came to Halloween night.
A clean childhood. Great phrase.
Yeah, no blemishes really in my Halloween experience.
On your record.
Other than really just like getting tired from running house to house, that was pretty much it. We have a pretty big neighborhood. So,
that's your excuse is the big neighborhood for getting tired.
It was big for me.
Yeah, I bet it was.
But other than that, nothing really. I mean, we have a little forest by our house with a little path. And
P-A-T-H.
P-A-T-H.
Path.
Correct. Yep. And I remember when we were younger, that was always like the scary part, right? Like a little, got your blood flowing a little bit. Mm. You had to go with a group.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a big path, but it was.
There's no light.
Exactly.
Darkness equals scary.
Yeah, we'll get to
when
that later.
When there's no light.
To darkness, yeah.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it.
Justin Bieber, what do you mean?
But I was lucky no clowns were in there. That wasn't part of the clown phase. So I was lucky to just, you know, cruise through that little path with my friends, huddled together.
Safe.
Sometimes, you know, the friends, like, you, like, elbow one and then freak out, like, you pretend it was someone else, but...
Been there.
Other than that, nothing really. What about you?
Yeah, I guess a pretty sheltered life. not a whole lot of issues. I think one time the worst thing that happened was I was being a jackass of a kid and Nicky nine doors the house and got in trouble.
Just one house?
Just one.
I don't know if that's a house play. That's more like a hotel with your buddies.
Well, we did it on Halloween, her devil's night. Trying to freak people out. Being little shoddy kids.
But don't people want to answer
Grow the door? Grow up, children!
Don't people want to answer the door on Halloween night? Aren't they pumped?
Okay, but here's the thing now in our society. It wasn't Halloween, it was Devil's Night.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Here's the thing in our society now.
Yeah.
In the olden days when your doorbell rang, it was like, oh, someone's here!
Yeah,
like, it was like a dog. It was like, oh my god, someone's here. Oh, this is awesome. Now, when someone rings the door, you're like, who the hell is at our house?
Yeah.
You check your phone, and anyone texts me here. You know, you're asking, hey, did you invite him over? Who is this?
Yeah.
And
you're kind of like peeking around.
Yeah, you're checking through your blinds. You're checking through your shutters.
Like, who has the audacity to knock on my door?
Yeah, so you could probably just freak someone out by knocking on their door, even just to say hi.
For sure. Same with, like, calling your house phone. Like, who has our house phone number still?
Oh, we get lots of phone calls at our house.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
From, like, people you know, though, or just random?
Just like random
teleporters.
Collection agencies. teleporters are calling. from the future. We got lots of teleporters calling, Mark. That's true. So true. But, yeah, collections agencies are constantly calling.
Yeah.
Debt creditors are constantly calling. The mob, who I owe money to, is constantly calling.
Shout out, mob.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't have the money.
Well, don't say that right now. Put me in the line of fire.
Why?
Because I'm in here. They know where we are, obviously.
Well, if someone knocks on that door, look out, right? That'll be scary.
Hey, it's a risky job we do. Someone's got to do it, though.
The other thing I want to get to in our anecdote segment, I had a dream this week.
Okay, sure.
Not like Martin Luther King, just like a bedtime dream.
Yeah, like an unconscious sleeping dream.
Yeah, so I was in like a cottagey area, but it was a dream, so it didn't really make sense. It was like a cottage on a lake, but that was also in the swamp in the bayou.
Right.
So we were out floating on a log. I had just random person with me, just like a human shape, right? You know how that happens in dreams?
Of course.
So just a random person, we're floating on a log, just down the river, nice calm day in the bayou. It was like trees everywhere, swampy, floating down a river on a log. Then all of a sudden, massive tidal waves come out of nowhere, and we're in like a lake or something, a wide open area, waves crashing in. Get thrown off to shore.
No way.
Yeah. And then I get stuck under this dock, okay? Like a dock.
Like you were in the water, though, underneath the dock?
Yeah, under the dock.
Okay.
So it goes out to the water and then comes into the beach to the dock. So I'm underneath the dock at the beach now with this random person. And then all of a sudden, like, the dream shifts and I'm trapped under this dock and we're trying to figure out how to get out.
Right.
And I have a big fear of snakes. Not like a big fear, but like, I think they're shady animals. They don't have feet. They slither weird. I don't like them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
No, like, I can look at a snake and not be freaked out. I'm not leaving the room, but like, you stay over there. I'll stay over here and we'll talk here. And we'll talk on the phone. I don't know why I picked up an accent all of a sudden. So then I'm like sitting under this sand beach area under this dock trying to figure out how to get out. And I start digging. Fuck. Freaking big snake. And I'm like, oh my god, there's a big panther. Python, not a panther. That's a type of cat. Big python snake. And I'm freaking out to this person, like, scrambling, panicking. Like, only imagine what my sleep was like. I was probably flailing around.
Yeah. But you're underwater, so you're like...
No. We're on the beach, underneath the dock. That's water eyes in front of it. Beach, water, dock.
Okay, so you're on land underneath the dock.
I climbed up, Mark. Did you miss that part of the story?
Yeah, I did.
You should listen.
I zoned out.
So... Anyways, this python is like a massive 40-foot python. Real, you know?
Well, not, yeah.
It's like real, 40-foot python. And I just freaking out, and then I finally woke up by punching a board and sticking my head outside.
No way.
And then my body was like, yeah, you're awake, you're safe now. Wow. Yeah.
What'd you do after? Like, go get a glass of water, calm down?
It was like morning time. You know how you have those dreams where like,
yeah.
You probably woke up before and then you go back to bed and you have like a weird dream and then you wake up again and you're like, yeah, it's probably time to leave this room.
Yeah, like get up now.
I am sweating now. Whew! I'm a little worked up.
Hey, fair enough.
That's got my motor ticking here.
It's a pretty frightening dream.
Okay, Halloween weekend. Let's get to a lyrical breakdown.
Yeah.
By a very creative person.
Yeah, which really has nothing to do with Halloween weekend.
He's great at doing costumes. Does one of the best Jimmy Fallons you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. Can't stop the feeling.
With an exclamation mark, too.
Yeah. Why? Why is that, Mark?
Because he's exclaiming, I can't stop the feeling.
Wow. Beautiful. We're going to do our Lyrical Breakdown. New sponsor for Lyrical Breakdown. Lyrical Breakdown brought to you by Laser Eye Removal. If your eyes are bad, we have a solution.
Yeah. I mean, a pretty pricey solution, but...
No, this one's cheap.
Yeah, promo code.
Williams_world_seeing_things_2.
Okay, that's a lot, but...
Hey.
It's a big coupon.
40% off.
Wow.
Laser eye removal.
40%?
Actually, you know what? Slash that. Half off laser eye removal. 50% promo code Williams_world_seeing_things_2.
Yep.
50% off. You get one eye, you get both eyes removed, you pay for one eye to be removed.
Yeah, buy one, get one free.
Buy one eye to get removed, get the other free.
Yeah.
Removed.
Yeah.
And then boom, you got no more eyesight problems. You're good.
Well, you're good for life, probably.
Yeah. You can never say, hey, I can't, well, you can say I can't see that. But you can't say, hey, that's really blurry in the distance, you know? You won't be able to say that anymore.
No. Like, I might, with that kind of price, I might even go get...
You should.
Just tweaked a little. I mean, not...
Laser eye removal, Mark.
Like...
Did you catch up on that the whole time? Did that just go right over your head?
No, no, I caught it.
Okay. Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, Lyrical Breakdown. When we come back, we'll get deeper into the music. I think Buddy's here. That's probably a good time. Can't Stop the Feeling. Mark, lyrics.
Great song.
It's catchy, eh? Dancy, catchy, fun.
It is a real dancy song.
Kind of sounds like he doesn't say bones, but that's up for other people's interpretation.
That's just speculation by you, though.
Yeah, totally. Verse 1. I got this feeling inside my bones. Goes electric, wavy, when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling, we're in our zone. Did Justin Timberlake just take drugs? Yes or no?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because it seems like a good guy. Seems like a grounded guy.
All right, so he just likes dancing to music.
Yeah, like he knows
Rock
he's got
on.
A
I'm
good,
into that scene. Love that crowd.
He's got a good handle on what sells, I think.
He does. He might be the greatest person ever.
You think?
Wow. No, you're here.
No, my mom's the greatest person ever.
Oh, great.
Hi, Mom.
So, we're flying up no ceiling, we're in our zone.
Yeah.
Are you sure he's not on drugs?
He might be talking about being on drugs.
Justin, come on. I got that sunshine in my pocket. God, that good soul in my feet. Sunshine in my pocket.
I like that line, soul in my feet.
Ah, pun.
Mm-hmm.
Double entendre.
Yeah, definitely a pun.
What's double entendre, then? Does that have to be sexual?
I don't think so.
Well, then, why can't it be double entendre?
No, I just said it's definitely a pun.
I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Oh. Can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Room unlocked, the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Definitely sounds better when he sings it.
Yeah, he has a good voice. Mine's a little squeaky.
Yeah, a little dull too.
Yeah, what do you mean dull?
Well, you're just saying it.
Well, yeah, because we're breaking down lyrics. We're not breaking down how to sing a song, Mark.
Maybe we should.
No. The other, so I can't take my eyes off it, moving so phenomenally. He found someone dancing nice that he likes.
Yeah.
Love it. Sky parties. Great.
And phenomenally. Like, that's a pretty big word to be throwing around in a song.
What does room on lock mean?
Room on lock?
Yeah.
I think it just means, like, it's a locked room.
That's kind of scary. Why are they locking this room?
He's clearly interested.
Kind of scary, you know?
A little too interested, maybe.
Chorus. Under the lights. When everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. Again, locked room, nowhere to go. Scary. Justin,
nowhere.
Be careful. Be careful. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. I like that line. You know? Three of just imagines.
Just imagine.
Nothing I can see when you dance, dance. So he's dancing.
Yeah, they're just having a good time.
We like dancing. That's fun.
Oh, creeping up on you, though.
Uh-oh. So just dance, dance. Come on.
I think this is one of those dances where you don't know what's going through his mind.
As long as there's consented going on,
yeah,
perfectly acceptable.
Hashtag consented.
Hashtag consented. Party without the smoke. Use your brain. Consent. Ain't nobody leaving soon, so they're going to keep dancing to end off the chorus. Right you are, Justin. Right you are. Except for the bars close at 2.
Yeah, well, depending where you are.
That's true. Vegas. They could be in Vegas.
Could be, yeah.
Dancing.
Could be out of continent, too.
Ibiza.
Yeah.
Where he's getting the pills.
Ibiza, there seems like there's a lot going on in Ibiza these days.
What else do we got? Post-chorus. Can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance. So that's a long section of not stopping his feeling and dancing.
Yeah. He's got a lot of energy.
That's good. Energy's good. It's good to bring energy. So there's one verse, one pre-chorus. Oh, second verse. Found it. Sorry, guys. Oh, it's something magic in the air. It's in my blood. It's rushing on. Don't need no reason. Don't need control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in the zone. So he just repeated the other verse, but smaller.
Yeah, he did.
So he didn't really write very many lyrics for this song.
Oh, what a cheater.
Yeah. Because then there's a chorus again. A pre-chorus, which is two sentences, and 4 words. Approximately, I'm not really counting. Well, Justin, you did a great job.
Honestly, I'm a fan of the song.
I am too. It does make you want to move and dance and get a feeling inside your bones, you know? It goes electric, baby, when I'm in the zone. Wavy, damn.
Wavy. Electric and wavy, though. He says
man, he's got a lot of onomatopoeia going on.
A lot of onomatopoeia?
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think, honestly, I'm a fan of Justin Timberlake in the acting game, too.
Just Friends?
I don't know if that's...
Or no, Friends with Benefits?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Not Just Friends.
Yeah.
Because they fall in love with each other.
Ugh. But then it gets too complicated.
Yeah.
And they fall out of love, kind of.
Spoiler
alert. And then, in the end of the movie, there's some magical, romantic, grand gesture. Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
Holy hell. Justin, way to appeal to the masses. Good work, buddy.
That's what I said, man. He's got a handle on himself.
Friend of the show, JT. He's coming in studio 3 weeks' time.
Yep.
It's going to be one hell of a show. One hell of a show. That friend or foe, Mark? Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that's a good merger.
Yeah.
He's a friend.
He's a foe.
He's a foe.
Foe. Friend of the show. Foe. Justin Timberlake.
Thing is, like, foe and foe sound a lot
foes
alike.
And foes.
And foe of the show also, like, has the same acronym. Foe.
Yeah, exactly. That's the joke. Thanks for catching on.
No problem.
Friend or foe of the show, brought to you by the Treadmill Alliance. Love us or hate us, we're always on the run from someone.
Not getting very far, though.
No. No, you're stationary. Also, shout out Chucky rolled by our window earlier.
Yeah.
Chucky's our squirrel. He's a good guy.
Just enjoying the sun here, 9 to 11 in the morning.
Little weather report, Mark?
Yeah, sunny.
Real it was sunny. Pretty cloudy, though, earlier this morning.
Yeah. Around like 8:30 when we rolled in here.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden.
9 o'clock hit, sunshine until about 11, and then it's going to be dreary out.
Yeah, prepare.
What a shame. Friend or foe, the weather.
Well, speaking of the weather.
My segues are on today.
Yeah, not bad at all. Man. I'm going to say foe because it got cold way too quickly for me.
Seriously. Let's wait till after Halloween.
Yeah, like November.
This weekend's supposed to be cold. Chilly.
Snowy.
Snow even?
Yeah.
Wow. That is cold.
Which I'm not cool with right now.
No?
No.
Hmm.
No way. What about you, friend or foe?
I like weather. I like that it changes. Again, I think Canadians are more passionate people, more friendly because of the weather. The weather creates a conversation between people. It's something to engage us. Something to bring us together.
Yeah, but this isn't weather. It's the weather right now, current.
Friend. Sunny.
Okay. Temperature, though?
Hovering around, like, right in between, like, zero. So it's nor friend nor foe yet.
Okay.
Minus weather, no good. Zero? Ah, perfect. You can make ice in zero weather.
Yeah, you
love
can.
Love that. Love that. Dora the Explorer. I know you're passionate about her. You watch her quite regularly.
Yeah. I have the backpack and everything.
Mm-hmm. Halloween costume? Huh?
Maybe, yeah. If my hair was longer.
Ah, missing out.
Cut my hair recently, so I can't do it.
Get a wig.
Yeah, I could, but...
Then you're spending too much money. I get it. Dude.
Exactly.
On a budget. Balling on a budget.
I'm like a make your own costume kind of guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get into that probably.
I'm sure we will later on.
Yeah, hopefully. So Dora the Explorer.
Dora
friend
the Explorer's a friend. She hasn't done anything that...
See, foe for me.
Why?
She's always playing coy and dumb, thinking she doesn't know what she's doing, asking too many questions. She knows. Just go find your map again. Like, you know where it is. Gosh, lady.
Yeah, but you gotta admire her persistence.
Persistence for what?
She keeps exploring, man. There's always something new to explore.
I never thought of it that way.
She doesn't settle.
She doesn't settle.
She might find what she's looking for on one episode, but then the next episode, she's right back out there exploring.
That's
the world.
Another problem I have. There's way too many episodes.
No.
She's always having problems. What? This lady is unstable.
We all have problems, Troy.
Ugh, Dora. Friend of Mark's, foe of Troy's. Halloween in general, Mark.
Friend, but foe because it could be an expensive weekend on a lot of fronts.
True, a lot of fronts. North, east, south, west fronts, yeah.
Yeah, if you, if you're someone that is of age and you like going out a lot and you have a weekend like this one where Halloween's on a Monday.
Are you describing yourself in perfect detail?
I'm just describing... Someone
yourself
who is of legal drinking age.
Check mark.
And
likes to go out. Check mark.
Oh, come on, Troy.
What else did you say? Nothing. Perfect weekend setup because Halloween's on a Monday. Check mark.
I didn't say the word perfect. Hey,
check mark.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. More puns. This show's just loaded with excitement. Friend, Halloween's awesome.
Friend, yeah. You got to commit to it for a full weekend, though.
No.
Well, pretty much.
Why can't you just go out Saturday and Monday?
Well, that's like, it's a full weekend.
Really. Okay, yeah, 2 days. That's a weekend. Candy. Friend candy and faux candy. We're going to list them off.
Okay. You got a list?
No, we're going to come up with it right now.
Okay.
Friend candy. Sour Patch Kids.
Faux for me.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Single greatest candy I've ever eaten.
No, faux. I don't like them.
Well, we'll just move on then.
Oh, keep going.
Okay. Well, then, what's a friend candy for you? If you say Twizzlers, I'm going to knock you out.
No, like, I like Twizzlers, but I wouldn't say they're a friend.
Okay, good.
They're an acquaintance.
Yeah. Friend, bone acquaintance.
Not bad. Chocolate, like Kit Kat. I'm a big Kit Kat guy.
Kit Kat, acquaintance.
I like taking breaks, so. They go hand in hand.
You do like taking breaks.
Loves faux. I've never tried.
Twizzlers, faux. Nibs, okay. Faux.
So any like
both licorice? Those are faux for me. Yeah, I don't like licorice very much. You know what? Actually, those peelers, the ones that come in the individual like spaghetti strands, yeah. They peel. I like those ones. You can handle those.
They're fun to play with.
Yeah, exactly. Love things that are fun to play with.
Play with their food though, that's not a good thing.
It's a candy. You can play with candy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mars bar, friend candy.
Faux.
Chocolate bar candy, actually, period.
Every single
caramel.
Chocolate bar?
Any chocolate and caramel combination, friend.
Faux for me again.
What?
I don't like caramel.
At all.
No. Caramel?
You're such an idiot.
Why?
This guy's such an idiot.
Oh, darkness. Friend or foe?
Foe. Unless I'm sleeping. Friend.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I know.
Well, like, I can fall asleep in the light.
You could fall asleep anywhere.
I could.
But yeah, darkness, definite foe. In general, it's a scary time in the dark, you know?
Unless you have night vision goggles.
Actually, you know what? Darkness might be a friend. Movies, sleeping, playing with light. Like, you can make light shows in the dark.
Yeah,
you can't make light shows in the light. That's just...
Well, you can, but they're not effective.
Not effective. Picturing. What do you call that process? When they make pictures. Dark room.
Photography.
Picture. Yeah, photography. Yeah. You know what? Hold on. Backtracking to candy. Okay. I used to hate it when people would hand out anything but candy. Like, pop. Even pop. Why
you
hand out
pop? Cans were brutal. Like, you're running around.
Yeah.
Like,
I got a big bag. I'm shaking this pop can out. Brutal.
Yeah.
Like, I went trick-or-cheating. And there was this dentist who lived in the big houses. So we always used to go there because they hand out some of the guys hand out the big truck. He would hand out literally toothbrushes, floss, and little Listerine bottles.
That's the worst.
And, like, thanks, bud. Like, thanks for thinking of my teeth. But maybe throw in a Kit Kat or a caramel chunky in there. Throw something. Something to spice it up.
That, like,
brutal.
That's just taking your job home with you, which you shouldn't do.
Yeah, like save that for your own children and lecture them on the importance of dental hygiene or your patients who pay you for that.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on your door for one thing and one thing only.
At least, like,
candy.
Put a sign out front of your house. Dentist lives here.
Yeah.
Beware.
Only giving out toothbrushes. Floss.
Like, I'm sure he wouldn't get any knocks.
He probably wouldn't. Actually, no, there'd be that one mom who's like,
yeah, the moms.
Go be nice. Go knock on his door. He needs someone to give a toothbrush to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that your mom voice?
That was my mom voice.
Not bad. Could use a little work, but. What about all the work that goes into your costumes?
I also had a cool, like, younger biker couple who were, like, pretty hip who lived down the road.
Yeah.
They used to hand out packs of cigarettes.
No way.
No. But that'd be awesome. You're a little kid and you go door to door and these people are just handing out cigarettes. I'm sure the cops would have something to say about it in the local PTA, but...
For sure.
But that would be funny.
Leave the smoke at home, Troy.
Yeah, seriously, leave the smoke at home, people. The biggest problem with Halloween is all the work that goes into costumes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was running around.
You're either spending money on them or spending time working on them, or even both.
Well, yeah, so I went out costume looking... On Wednesday.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'll be cheap. We'll go find cheap alternatives for things. Didn't find what I wanted.
No.
You never ended up driving around for 2 hours, didn't buy anything. Went to the mall. Last place, because it was going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
just ended up spending the money anyways.
Did you at the mall? Where'd you go?
Blue Notes.
Yeah, they got some good stuff, eh?
Yeah.
What are you being, by the way?
Like a military guy.
Okay.
So got some camo pants.
Nice.
Dog tag, bandana, little face paint action.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Only one it'll costume, work. Though?
I got some other ones, like, I'll recycle. So I usually get a new one, and then I recycle old ones for other nights.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that'll work.
What's the problem with, like, social media, Instagram now? It's tough to recycle. Like, if you're posting one year, and you have, like, a loyal following base.
See, you care way too much about Instagram.
I
mean, that is the main reason now for getting dressed up, but...
I'm just thinking, like, maybe, what if you get called out on it? Weren't you that last year?
Yeah, I was.
I own a washing machine.
You do? That's gross. Mike Webley update, Mark.
Oh, Webs can't be listening right now, actually, because he's writing a midterm, a youth justice midterm, which he should know all about, stealing beers. Even though he's not a youth, but he might have done it in his youth, too. I don't know.
Hey, we could try him as probably a child. He would probably fit the category.
Yeah, probably. How about... at the LCBO the other day.
Liquor Control Board of Ontario, yeah.
Yeah, that store. I didn't get ID'd, but Mike Webley.
Who's older than you?
26-year-old.
Wow.
Got ID'd.
What a loser.
But it was one of those things where I was like, ha.
You're a loser.
I didn't get ID'd. And he was like, I'm at the point where that makes me feel good.
You.
Him.
Getting ID'd.
When he gets ID'd.
Ah, so it was a catch-22 situation.
Yeah.
You're like, haha, you're old and got ID'd. And he's like, haha, I'm old and got ID'd.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, smiling.
Yeah. But, like, I don't think he doesn't look young.
So, this is week 6.
Yeah.
Which is he a friend now? Or no?
No, not yet.
Over, under, out the window.
But he's working his way up. Like,
but this was the week that he was supposed to make it or break it.
So, he's over. But he'll be an acquaintance this week. He can move up to acquaintance.
Mike, if you're listening, which you're not... You're an acquaintance. Which is great that he's not listening, because he's still going to have to work hard. He's not going to know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome news.
But he might come in next week. And
we'd love to have him on the program.
Make a case for moving up to friend.
Yeah, big time.
Because he's been in the fold for a while.
Well, yeah, it's been 6 weeks.
Ever since we started.
Also, it was supposed to be 5.
Also, what this week is, 6 week, over under 5 shows before we get fired.
We should have waited for both of these things for the over-under segment.
That's okay.
So we're going to play a song, and we'll come back, and we'll get into that stuff. Ghostbusters theme song. Halloween theme.
Yep.
Ghostbusters. Probably see a couple of those costumes out this week.
For sure.
With that new female version of Ghostbusters, I guess I call it. I don't know what I call it.
Yeah.
The new release with the female cast.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Went and saw it in theaters.
I didn't see it.
Couple of laughs.
Yeah. That Melissa McCarthy. She's a funny girl.
I'm not the biggest fan,
okay.
But not the smallest fan either.
Fair enough, hey.
Yeah.
Opinions.
Acquaintance. Melissa McCartney, acquaintance of the show.
About this clapping for the fans.
Oh, okay. So we're still on, over, which is great news. Last week, anything to talk about, Mark?
Yeah, days left in October, over 15 degrees. 2.5 days.
Way under.
Yeah, like we don't even have 2.5
days. I don't even think that it was over 15 once so far. So that's good news.
Ooh, number of girls' Instagram pictures of themselves at an apple farm / pumpkin patch.
So on my specific timeline, not like the go find pictures spot, yeah. I had 2.
That's it. What
about... three, sorry. There was a couple pictures I saw.
I'm going to add to that the pictures of, like, of them last year saying, that time of the year again.
What do you mean?
Like, they're, like, it's like a
throwback.
Like
a throwback one. Yeah. I only can remember 3. And I kept count. Oh, picture of leaves walking in a forest, that count?
Count it.
6. Just literally scrolling in 30 seconds. Saw 3 more. So that's great news.
I was at least at, like, 12.
Wow. So, together...
18.
Over.
That's pretty much it, though. The other ones we don't know about yet.
This week, number of costumes you look and go wow at. 47.
47 is a lot of costumes.
Yeah, but this is like anything. This is like, wow, that girl's dressed inappropriately. Wow, that girl did good job. Wow, that guy is dressed inappropriately. Wow, that guy did a good job. Okay. Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah. Or just wow.
Or just, yeah, wow. Wow. You thought of that?
Do you have to say it?
47. I think you physically have to say it or think it. So that's not physical. You think it.
So just, if it pops into your brain.
If it pops into one of our brains, and we go, wow.
Okay, 47?
47.
But that's for all weekend, right? Not one night.
That's,
one night.
That's just costumes. So this could be from now until next Friday, if we wanted to. Maybe you're going to the Cirque du Soleil.
Sure, they have to.
Yeah. Take a notebook with you. When you're walking around, wherever you are, just, wow. Mark it down.
You could do that.
Mark it down. Man, I...
Mark it down.
Number of candles. I put candles, I think. Oh, no, candies consumed.
That's at 47 too, right?
Yeah, it's a good number. Leo Komarov.
I'm going to say under because, as we established before, like, some candies are just straight foes for me.
I feel like you're going way over. But that's just me. It's a long weekend, Mark. It's only Friday. Okay, well, I've already had some candy, so does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have 42 chances left for candies.
I also don't live at home, though, so I don't have the luxury of my mom going out and buying candy for the neighborhood children, which sounds weird, but...
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. It's allowed. So... I don't have the luxury of, like, you know, finger picking some candies.
Finger cooking with Phil. Finger cooking with Phil. Love that one. Okay.
It's Bill, I think.
It is Bill. So you're going under?
I'm going under.
All right, fine.
Are you going over?
I'm going like even. I'll probably have 47 candies. No, I'm going under. I'll have like 35. 30.
35.
No, like a healthy amount. But still an unhealthy amount.
Yeah, because it's Halloween. We splurge on Halloween.
Splurge. That's a good word. Splurge.
Number of Joker's girlfriends.
So also. I don't know what her name is. Yeah, see?
I know this.
Her.
I don't know. Little rascal or something.
No.
On her, little devil.
No. We should find it out, though.
I know the actress is
what's the
Margot Robbie. She's a good-looking girl.
Is she?
Yes. But I think, honestly, it's going to be over 4 for sure.
But what's the character name from Suicide Squad? Do you know?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. That's the one.
Harley Quinn. Number of Harley Quinn costumes, 4. Over, under.
Over. Way over.
Yeah,
like
you'll doubled. Probably see that in a night.
Yeah, doubled at least, I think.
How many Joker costumes?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, like, it might be 4... Harley Quinn's and Joker together as a couple.
Ooh, you think that'll be the... Will that be the couple costume?
Yes, I think so.
One of my buddies told me that him and his girlfriend are going as a pumpkin and then Peter. I thought it was pretty funny. I won't finish the rest of it, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Fair enough. Yeah. Raz, shout out Raz and his girlfriend are Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Whoa!
Angelina and Brad. Angelina
wow.
In studio
I hope. I hope. The same thing doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That unfortunately happened.
Yes. I mean, we won't get into that. We've been over.
So
that.
They're just wearing tuxedos?
And no, they're in the post-love scene where they fight all those guys that come in and try to kill them.
So what are they wearing?
She's in a long...
Dress shirt.
White dress shirt.
And shorts?
Yeah.
It's just something to cover up.
Shorts. And then Raz is in... just a white t-shirt and white boxers.
That's where he's going out as Halloween. He's going to freeze.
Yeah, for sure.
Temperature of Halloween, over under 3 degrees, past 7 o'clock at night.
Under.
I know. So he's going to freeze. She will probably freeze.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, but I guess that's the risk you take.
That's just dedication station right there.
Over under, Mark. You go out in 3 different costumes.
Well, you can't set it at 3. It has to be like 2.5 or something.
No, I'm setting it at 3. 2.5, you're right. I can't set it at 3.
Okay, 2.5, I'm going to say over, because I've been stressing out a lot about my costumes.
What are your costumes, Mark?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for all our listeners.
Okay, let's spoil it for all our listeners. The 3 people listening.
But I've been pulling names out of a hat like costume names out of a hat because I don't know. But,
really?
Yeah.
What names have you put in the hat?
Clark Kent. Because
like dressed up as Superman or?
No, the Clark Kent version of Superman.
But are you gonna have the shirt underneath?
Yeah.
The Superman symbol.
Like a little unbuttoned.
Nice, that's sexy.
But I went out and I bought like $10 sunglasses, popped the lenses out.
Oh, clutch!
And now I'm thinking maybe I should get glasses. I think I'm a little biased of how I look in glasses, but...
You look good?
I think I look
good. See, the problem is, Mark, you don't need glasses, so you'd just be wearing frames.
Yeah.
No.
Which is what maybe. I'm doing.
Is that a look?
I don't know, it could just be like glass, like a window, like looking through a window.
Hmm. So you're going to look good. What's the other costume?
Self-proclaimed. Other costumes. Actually, Tets. Shout out Tets. He wants to be a lone survivor guy. Like, army guy like you.
Nice. Rock on. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah?
Got boots, camel pants, black tee, dog chain, bandana, eye paint.
Nice.
I'm thinking of maybe getting something on my arm. You know? Yeah,
like one of those things you tie on your
arm. Yeah. Something like that.
What about like an AK?
Yeah, I don't really want to buy.
Yeah, those are tough to get your hands
like,
on.
Okay, so fake bullets at a costume store, $7.
What?
And like, that's pretty cheap. Like, I know I sound really cheap saying $7 expensive, but they're like fake cheap plastic bullets.
Like, I hope they're not real.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, they look super, super plasticky. Okay, fake.
So then, yeah, forget about that.
Yeah, I did. I just got a dog chain instead.
Good. That's good enough.
Yeah, I think it'll work. Anything else? Any other costume? That's only you've only named two.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
What are the other ones? I was thinking about a phone book again. I was a phone book last year.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. What other ones?
Drake.
A dad?
How do you do that?
You just tuck golf shirt in.
Okay, that is not a costume.
Have a little like
I've worn that to the bar before.
Have like real like old school white running shoes.
So you want to go as Pablo Escobar. That's a costume. He wears white running shoes with a collared shirt tucked in.
Yeah, but is he a father?
And he has a little thing on his pocket. I think it's a gun. But is he a father? Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Have you never seen Narcos?
No, I
Oh, shout out, watch it.
Shout out, watch it. I don't know. There's a couple others, but...
All right, let's get into bold predictions.
Okay. Should we go over last week's. Drake marries Rihanna. Hasn't happened.
They broke up, apparently. So that one...
Yeah, but Love...
That one is crashing and burning as we speak.
Love has a funny way of hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to write them off.
Okay, well, we'll get into that with my bold prediction for this week.
Troy will shave his head. Hasn't happened yet.
No. But, actually, I've been thinking about getting a new style.
Yeah?
So, maybe I'll go with the shaved head look. Mr. Clean. Look.
Mr. Smith. Yeah, sure. Pineapples will go on sale. Any word on that?
Yes, they have.
From Pete?
So Pete put his pineapples on sale. Originally $4.99 per slice. Now $3.99 per slice. So $1 off slices of pineapple with Pete.
They're clearly in season.
Yeah. Well, they're not.
They're definitely
Apparently not. Cold weather means pineapples are not as... in demand, allegedly.
Yeah, who would have thought that?
Pete did. That's why he put him on sale.
This week, we got LeBron James wins another NBA title. The NBA, Troy, not the M.
Yeah, does he? Does he get his NBA title? That's what I'm asking. Does LeBron James win another NBA title? Oh, boy, Troy.
I don't think he goes back to school, no.
Does LeBron win another NBA title?
That's a tough one, but I think yes. I think they win again.
I do too. Love LeBron, what he does with his game. His hair game, he should shave his head. Yeah, he needs to accept reality and just buzz it off. Leafs right the ship and make playoffs?
These are way in the future.
Yeah.
Like April.
Well, these are bold predictions for sports right now.
I think no. I think they blow up.
Yeah, they're not making the playoffs. Steve Bartman catches the final out for the Indians to win the World Series. So Bartman's in the stands.
It's not gonna be. Oh, it might be at Wrigley actually.
No, no, he could. Why can't he go to Cleveland? He's probably more likely to go probably to Cleveland to watch Wrigley. The game than to go to Wrigley.
Yeah.
So if you don't know the context, Steve Bartman is a Chicago native. He was a Cubs fan who was at Wrigley Field. The Cubs haven't been to the World Series since 1904? 08. 08?
They haven't won since 08. They haven't been since 41.
Okay, so anyways, long time. And they were in a series, up games, and he caught a home run ball that allegedly one of the Cubs players could have caught. And they just sewered, the whole town just sewered this guy and blamed everything on him.
Oh, like death threats.
Yeah, like sewered. Like this guy's in hiding. No one knows where he is.
He had to go into witness protection.
Yeah. And the cops probably wanted to kill him, who were protecting him.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, does he catch the final out for the Indians to win the World Series?
I mean, that's bold, but that would be also hilarious.
That would be amazing. Like, Made for TV moment.
He would get killed, though.
So the game goes to Progressive Field in Cleveland.
Yeah, game six.
Game six, and the Cleveland guy hits a home run, or like one run game, and it's going to be a walk-off, and the Cubs guy's flying back to the wall. Back. He jumps for it. And Bartman pulls it out of his glove into the stands.
Well, that'd be an out, though, in today's rules.
Oh. Well, whatever. Bartman catches it. I'm going yes.
Why not, eh?
Yeah. If I get wrong, what's the consequence?
Nothing.
Drake writes a song about the Rihanna breakup breaking his heart.
Probably.
100%. He probably already did. He probably had it pre-written for when it happened just so he could release it away.
For sure. She probably found it, and that's why they broke up.
So Mark makes it 4 for 4 going out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Well, we're going to know real soon.
I had this originally 5 for 5, but you let me down and didn't go out last night.
Well, I'm a good guy. I'm a responsible son.
Is that what happened?
And friend. Yeah. I'm not going 5 for 5. Are you kidding me? That's a full week.
You're not even going 4 for 4. Who are we kidding? You're not tough enough.
You don't think so?
You don't have the balls.
You don't think so?
No. You don't have the guts.
We'll see.
You can't do it. You're a hack. You're never was been. Couldn't do it.
Okay, now you're just getting hurtful.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to pump you up so you go out 4 for 4.
Maybe. Are you going out 4 for 4?
No.
Yeah, you're.
I gotta work Sunday. I'm going out Saturday and Monday probably. Yeah. Because Monday's actually Halloween, so.
You have to.
I got it.
That seems to be the consensus. Yeah. Saturday, Monday.
Exactly. Thriller, Michael Jackson, Halloween song.
Yeah, not the cheap kind of thrills either.
Yeah, this guy. That's a costume.
Yeah.
The Thriller costume.
For sure, yeah.
That's a good look. I think Nazem Kadri did it last year. He looked good, yeah.
Or PK?
Maybe both?
Probably both, I don't know.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, Thriller. On Radio Lurie. On a weekend like this.
Yeah. Webb's actually was playing a little last night and dancing around. It kind of threw me off a little bit.
That's why he's still
doing the whole like.
He knows the dance.
Yeah, it's because it came out when he was born, right? So.
So he knew the dance.
Yeah.
Little baby Webb's dancing to Thriller.
He grew up.
6 month old Webb's just dancing to Thriller.
He grew up on that song.
He was raised on Thriller.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Big League Banter, new sponsor again. This is awesome. All these new sponsors paying us the big bucks. Woo! Big League Banter brought to you by Big League Stew. We got big chunks in our stew. Man, that's actually a really hearty stew. It's good stuff.
If you're in the big leagues and you stew.
Yeah.
You're stewing Big League Stew.
Exactly. The energy in that. The chunks. The potato. The stew is unreal.
Some corn?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not? Throw some corn in
there. Yeah, they could have corn. It's not real. World Series, Mark.
Yeah, heating up.
Pretty too good first games.
Pretty too good.
It was too good first games, is what I'm saying. It's pretty like good
two, too. Two O's.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty too good first games.
Fair enough.
Not a great sentence structure. Yeah. Not a bad one either.
Bad one, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Tied 1-1. Headed to Wrigley.
Yeah.
Bartman celebrating probably. Coming home. He's pumped.
What is Steve Bartman's up to? Like.
He's probably just sitting at home watching the games.
I think that
his name isn't even Steve Bartman anymore. It's like John Fitzpatrick Gerald Jr.
Really?
I don't know.
Is that a fact?
Well, maybe.
We'll go with fact.
That would be a costume this year. The Bartman. You should get the Bartman costume going. Why? No one would know what you're doing, but it would be hilarious.
The Bartman jersey in 2 days.
You need a turtleneck, headphones, a Cubby's hat, and a fanny pack.
Yeah, the Cubs jersey, man. He was wearing it.
No, it wasn't.
A pullover or something.
No, it wasn't.
Pull up a picture.
We will after. That's.
We'll put it in the blog.
No time or place. Yeah, yeah, we should. We're going to put a picture of Steve Bartman in the blog. Great call, Mark. It should be exciting. 1-1, head back. We'll see what happens. Prediction. Who wins?
Cubs win.
Cubs win? I think Cubs win, too. They're pitching. They're batting. More rounded out. They even have good closers.
That's the name of the game, really.
That's what it is. Have a better team than the other one. That's the name. Put up a double.
Just score more runs.
Just score more runs. Fantasy. My fantasy.
Yeah.
Football, that is. I won last week. I'm 4-3. I'm third in my league.
Oh, you're moving up.
Yeah. Probably going to lose this week. Have a lot of guys on bye. Didn't know how the waiver wire worked, so I tried dropping and replacing people, and it didn't work. So I'm probably going to lose this week. We'll find out next. Hockey, though, too. I'm in a hockey fantasy pool now. This is exciting. I'm 2-0. Doing a lot better in this one.
Hey, I saw your boy Alex Killorn scored last night.
Yeah. Big Big K.
Big K? Is that what they
call him? What his nickname is, the Big K.
Maybe Killer?
No. Okay. The Big K.
Fair enough. Hey.
Yeah, good guy. Friend of the show. Austin Matthews, Toronto Maple Leafs, first overall pick this year. Leading the NHL in points right now. It might have changed from last night, but...
No, I think he still is.
He still is.
McDavid actually is right now.
Connor.
Of course. Who else, right?
Yeah. But anyways, more to the point. Does he finish in the top five in scoring?
No.
Okay, moving on. I think that's it. That's sports world.
Yeah, we got no Jays to talk about.
The Raptors started.
Yeah, Raptors look good.
You know who is an absolute great person? Messiah Ujiri. I was listening to him on the radio. He is hilarious.
Can we get Messiah in here?
I don't think so. He has an issue with coming on a radio show with us. I was talking to him, and he said, I don't want to hang out with that Mark guy.
What?
So the week you're gone and I'm here, maybe we can. I can at least.
Okay, fair enough.
That's fair. But, yeah, Raptors start. Hopefully they have another big year.
DeMar drops 40 on opening night.
So, some guy got 30. Balance units, I think.
Yeah, 32.
That's crazy.
For a big man. Good for him.
Austin Matthews leading the league in goals.
Okay, fair.
He's 1 point behind Connor McDavid in points.
Young man's league, I guess, eh?
Seriously.
Younger than us, man.
Who is Jay Marchand?
Jay Marchand?
Yeah.
He was on Florida. Scored twice last night.
Wow. I might have to look and see if anyone has him. He is a no-namer.
He's playing with...
he's probably definitely picked up.
He's playing with Yager and Barkov.
And he's killing it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's big league banter. Minor league banter. Brought to you by Minor League Stew. We have a little bit smaller stew in case you're not as hungry. That's great.
Are the chunks the same size, or are they like
proportioned? No, it's proportioned. It's minor chunks for minor league stew.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It's pretty smart of them.
What do we got on top?
Okay, so Laurier beat the Badgers in women's lacrosse. They won a bronze medal,
nice.
The women's lacrosse team. Shout out women's lacrosse.
12-11. What a barn burner.
Is that lacrosse? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The women's soccer lost to the Badgers, though.
Oh. Bum.
Men's soccer beat the Badgers, though.
Yeah, but then they also lost to...
But then men's soccer lost to Western, and then were kicked out of the playoffs. Kicked, because it's soccer.
Nice.
Yeah, booted maybe, too, I could use.
Booted out.
Booted out of the playoffs.
And then women's soccer lost again, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, varsity soccer is through for the year.
What,
get it? Like a throw-in?
Oh. What was that guy's name? The really good guy on Florida?
Marchessault.
Marchessault. Football is on a bye week.
Yeah.
They're waiting to play.
Playoffs!
Congrats on finishing second, guys. Good for you. Today.
Game next week. Football game next week.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be here on Friday, so whatever. We'll shout them out Friday.
I'm not going.
We'll get someone in the studio on Friday, even.
Yeah, you could do that.
One of the boys.
Today, women's basketball takes on Guelph.
Where, here?
No, in Guelph, unfortunately.
Get on the bus, go to Guelph.
Yeah. Men's hockey takes on
You owe it.
You owe it. What university is that, Mark?
University of Ontario Institute of Technology.
Down in Oshawa.
Yeah, the Schwa.
Women's hockey takes on Windsor. So, couple road games for the Hawks. Basketball. They're out in UBC.
What?
Yeah. Men's basketball is going to Vancouver.
Really?
Or they're going to play virtually in a video game. One of the two.
They're probably going.
Yeah. Men's hockey plays Western tomorrow. Women's hockey plays Western tomorrow. And then men's hockey plays Queens tomorrow.
Yeah, a little road trip for the hockey team.
Yeah, not bad.
A little overnighter.
And then we got some more. Oh, wow. Basketball's just, are they doing a Western swing?
Must be, yeah.
That's a far Western swing.
Where are they on Sunday?
The Everson Atlantic Center in Abbotsford.
Abbotsford, BC.
Too. Abbotsford, BC.
What are they doing out there, I wonder?
Cross country's at OUA's this weekend in Toronto. Shout out runners.
Hey, good luck to the runners. Stay warm.
Hey, if there's a branch, run over it. Don't trip.
Yeah, or like a puddle. Probably try to run around or like hop it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be running with a wet foot for the next.
Oh, hey, men's basketball's also in the War Memorial Gym in Vancouver. They got three Vancouver games.
Well, one's in Abbotsford.
Well, sorry, three British Columbia games.
Yeah.
Shout out BC. Sorry for confusing your cities.
That's okay. Good luck to them.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks for telling me. That's okay. That's awesome. So that's minor league banter and major league banter. If you like stew, Stu has stews built for both of you.
Nice.
Thanks.
Just get in a league. That's all you need to do. Get in a league.
Yeah. All right, Monster Mash. Song of the day. Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know it? Do you love it?
Doing the Monster Mash.
Do you know it, though?
Like, I'm not going to sing it right now, but yeah, I know it. I'm familiar with the song.
All right. Here's the Monster Mash. I don't know who's it by.
Jock Jams.
Shout out, Monster Mash Jock Jams.
Yeah, you could.
You might selfie sticky.
But I'm still not that kind of guy.
Anyways, Monster Mash, good song. If you're having a party, if you're at a party, say, hey, DJ, spin that track. Yep.
Yeah, and he'll know.
He'll be like, oh, yeah, the Monster Mash. Mark and Troy were talking about it.
Yeah.
Radio Laurie.
DJ Will and Will.
Yeah, yeah. Not bad. All right, Friday's 5. Little twist this Friday. First of all, Friday's 5, sponsored by Poor Young Things. We're poor, we're young, we're things. Poor Young Things. This Freaks Friday's 5, a little twist. We're going to review Troy and Mark's top 5 Halloween costumes that we wore. Okay? So Mark's got 5. Troy's got 5. Together, that's 10. Sorry. It's Friday's 10 this week. Our bad. This week's Friday 10, sponsored by Rich Old Things. We're rich. We're old. We got more things than you young people. Than you young people. Friday's 10 this week. Top 5 costumes in your lifetime that left you breathless, Mark.
Ever.
So, let's, you want to start with your top 5? Do we want to go 5-5, 4-4, 3-3, 2-2?
5-5,
so we're going to try and one-up each other each time. Love the friendly competition. Hold on, we might have just a little music intro. I don't know what it is. Maybe people like it. Let us know if you like it. There's a couple things going on, Mark, okay? Police siren loud, letting people know. Perfect. Okay. Mark, your number 5 costume. Go.
Chaz Michael Michaels from Blades of Glory.
And why is that number 5? It sounds like it could be higher.
Could be, but it was tough to get a costume together. It was, you know that, you ever seen Blades of Glory?
I have.
Yeah, so you know that opening scene where he goes, hope you brought your silver polished McElroy, because that was gold.
Wow.
And he does a...
Everybody! I don't know the rest.
Yeah, no, that's what
that's the beat.
He's wearing like a red shirt with like a leather jacket.
Yeah,
he's got like little diamondy beads on it and stuff.
Yeah, and I don't, but
a,
yeah.
And he's got a wolf on the back of his back. He's a lone wolf.
I do remember that one, actually.
So, like, obviously I couldn't stitch a wolf into the...
Did you print one out and pin it?
No, I didn't. I just tried to do, like, little diamond things. And I threw the cowboy hat on. That's pretty much it. So, like, it was a good... my heart was in the right spot, but I don't think it was that good delivery.
Mm, true.
Which kind of, which makes it a five, a fiver. Like, it makes the top five, but it can't be higher than five.
Okay, so now I'm a little embarrassed by my five because it doesn't even compete with that.
What do you mean?
I'm hoping this list, my list goes upwards really quick, like exponentially upwards. So my number five, Goshen, was a pro football player. Now, I wasn't any pro football player specifically. I was just dressed up as a football player. So, and also, I wore a hockey jersey. Just cut the sleeves down.
No way. You cut a jersey?
Well, like, yeah, like an old practice jersey.
Okay.
And wore that. So I mean, I had actual football equipment on because my brother played football. So maybe I was my brother. And I threw a helmet on.
Right.
And I had the eye paint, the stripes, keep the sun out in that darkness.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wore cleats, too. So, like, I had a complete costume. Cleats. Football pants with pads. Wore a cup. Wore actual shoulder, football shoulder pads and a football helmet.
Okay.
Had a mouth guard. Didn't put it in, though. Needed to say trick or treat. Had a mouth guard in. I'm like, no one would have known. So, that's my number five. The only reason I think it could have been better is if I had been a specific football
player. Yeah.
Like if you had John Elway.
Yeah, like if you had a jersey when you were younger.
Troy Aikman.
Aikman, yeah.
Aikman.
It's not Troy Aikman. Clay Aikman.
Yeah, it's Troy Aikman. So that's my number five.
Troy Aikman. A little bit of both.
So we'll snake draft it here. I'll go to four.
Okay.
Cool. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. My number four, a race car driver. Yeah. Again, not a specific race car driver, but a race car driver nonetheless.
So someone who likes to drive fast.
So I had these like boxing kind of looking shoes, like Puma high top things.
Yeah.
So they kind of look like racing shoes. If you ever seen a race car driver, they wear high shoes, good ankle mobility because they got to be pressing that pedal in and out,
yep.
Moving over to the clutch. They do a lot of footwork.
For sure.
And then I had an actual racing suit.
No way.
Yeah.
Real one?
Yeah, a real racing suit because my brother, he raced go-karts and had a racing suit. So I just threw that on.
Yeah.
And then I got a racing cap that said Bridgestone, which is a tire company. So they were my sponsor, Bridgestone. Big sponsor. Shout out Bridgestone. Thanks for keeping us safe on the road.
Yeah.
So not a bad costume. Again, like complete racing suit. I carried around a water bottle like I was getting ready, fueling up for the race. So, like, again, a good costume, complete costume,
yeah.
Lacking on the fact that I was just a race car driver and not a specific one.
Yeah.
And that really bringing me down.
That's okay, though.
So, that's my number four.
Did you have, like, a favorite race car driver?
Yeah, Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, still going.
No, retired this year, actually. He was helping out Dale Earnhardt Jr., who had a concussion, but retired this year.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
My number four is a bumblebee. Now this was like TBT hard, like when I was real young, and I would just be buzzing around in my little bumblebee costume, and I had you know, like the classic yellow and black striped
shirt. Like a bumblebee. Yep. Classic,
like an actual bumblebee, and I had like a little stinger going out, I think. And
you think? I hope so.
I don't know, I was young. And then
You're saying, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like my mom would address me in this, not me.
Well, you were young.
Maybe my sister.
You were young. Like 12, 13, you're talking?
Yeah, around there. Right around the same time I stopped peeing the bed. Number three.
Yeah, that was rough, Mark. That's all right. Look, there's a long pause on that. So, Bumble, that's a pretty good costume.
Yeah, not bad.
I like it. I mean, you're young. It'd actually be a really funny one now.
Now, I know. Like a onesie?
A full-on... Well, yeah, maybe a onesie, but, like, you did a legit bumblebee costume, like, wing, stinger.
Yeah.
Full-on, like,
I had
belly.
The wings coming out the back. I had, you know, those little, like, hair things?
Yeah, antennas.
Yeah, but like, you wear it on your head.
Headband antennas.
Headband antennas, yes.
Yeah, like, that would actually be a funny costume to wear right now as an adult male.
Maybe I should head home and see...
It won't fit you. I can guarantee you it won't fit you.
Might fit, like, my
guaranteed. Full prediction? Not, because it's a guarantee. It's 100%. So you got number three.
Number three. I'm switching up here, and I'm going, I had an owl onesie back in the day. I was probably in grade 7, maybe.
Couple animals.
Yeah.
Love that.
I was a big animal guy when I was younger.
That's good.
Still am. Save the animals.
Yeah, Chucky comes by once a day to see you.
Me and Chucky honestly talk not on office hours. I was an owl, so I had the full onesie, you know, the zip up, you know how onesies work. It had the hood, and it had the beak coming down, like, in front of my face kind of thing. So people couldn't really see my face, they could only see my mouth. And I would just be running around in that. The thing about that, though, even in, like, the coldish weather, it got real hot in there. Like, it wasn't a breathable onesie.
Ooh.
You know, so soupy? It was a little soupy. Like,
you were young, though.
I was young. I was in elementary school for sure. I want to say grade 6, 7, maybe. I'm not sure. But that's my number 3.
Okay. My number 3 is a pro hockey player. So being a hockey player, never made it. This was a great one for me. I mean, I think most kids usually dress this up. But again, wasn't a specific hockey player. Didn't throw on a specific jersey.
Really?
I had a Leafs jersey on, but no name on the back. Just a Leafs jersey. Didn't walk around in skates.
Course.
That one's a little tough to do.
Yeah. Would have been hard on the ankles.
Yes.
Not like race car driving.
No. But again, full shin pads, socks, pants, jock, chest protector, jersey, helmet.
Mouth guard?
No mouth guard. Never wore a mouth guard. Come on. But I wore a cage out through the whole street the whole time. I wore an actual hockey helmet.
Was that so you didn't fall over? Because I fall over sometimes.
What do you mean? Oh, that no! I to complete the costume, you got to wear the helmet.
Yeah, but with a cage on it.
I think my dad was just too lazy to take it off.
Yeah, probably. That's
you know, he was like, "Oh, I got to take it off. I got to put it back on when you go to play hockey." Like,
yeah.
Then I probably stunk. In fact, I can guarantee I stunk.
For sure, for sure, you stink a lot. Did you wear that to school, like on Halloween day?
No, I wore that just out trick or treating.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but so that's my number 2, or my number 3. Three. That's not bad.
Not bad, no.
Again.
I'm sure I was a hockey player.
Pretty good. Yeah. So that's one of my top 5. Number 2. So recapping my list. Football player, race car driver, hockey player.
Yep.
Number 2. My number 2. Pirate. Again, not any specific pirate, but a pirate nonetheless. But I did pretty good. I had the eye patch. I had a pirate hat on. I had the pirate outfit with the, like, the tassel-y shirt or, like, the fluffy shirt. Yeah, as Jerry Seinfeld says, I don't want to be a pirate. But I did. I wanted to be a pirate.
Yeah.
And I had the full-on outfit, no peg leg. I had 2 legs, 2 working legs.
That's good.
And I had the fake hook hand. So I could have been Captain Hook, but just decided to be a pirate instead.
Just a pirate with a hook hand. You weren't the captain. That's fine.
Yeah, I wasn't the captain at the time. My dad was, but he wasn't Captain Hook. But I was a pirate. So that, and again, that one, I did a lot of stuff for that costume. Hat, feather.
Yep.
Eye patch. And think about, I mean.
Yeah.
Tough to do.
You're a kid running around with an eye patch on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, again, really enjoyed that one. That was actually one of my younger ones. It was a good one. Yeah.
Okay, so my list. 5, Chaz Michael Michaels from Blades of Glory, Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
4, Bumblebee. Really little. I was a little mini Bumblebee.
Yes, you were.
3, owl onesie. It was a hoot. Thank you.
Wow.
Number 2, sumo wrestler.
Oh.
One of those that you could, you know, you hop in, you zip it up, and you got like a little contraption on the side. You press a button, it just starts blowing up.
Yeah.
And you end up getting a huge
sumo outfit
full of air. And you have to run around, like, with your arms
out.
So,
could you say you had a lot of hot air that night, Mark?
For sure, to say the least, yeah. I was running around, pretty hard to go to the bathroom in it. But running around, and one of the other kids at school was wearing a sumo outfit, too. So we'd always, like, bump into each other. And,
did it break eventually?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, that night, running around, things got a little rough, and it punctured.
Things got out of hand in the circle?
Yeah.
Right? Did you throw a little salt before you went out?
No.
That's what sumo wrestlers' pregame ritual is. They
throw salt.
Part of their ceremony to start the game. We sing national anthems, they throw salt.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
To each their own, really.
To each their own.
Number 1 for Mark.
All right, number 1. This is big, guys.
This is huge.
This was Mark's number 1 costume of all time so far in his life. And hopefully, I think you have a better costume that I've seen you done. But I'll talk about that later.
Talk about it after, because I'm curious.
You go with your number one, and then I'll tell you what I think your number one should have been.
Okay. An iPod. And this was back in probably, I want to say, 05?
Well, the fact that you said iPod instead of iPhone, I know that you're talking about that.
Yeah, like the classic iPod. We'll put a picture on the blog of the classic iPod for our younger listeners. No.
We won't do that, younger listeners. I'm sorry.
We might.
Just Google. You know how Google works.
Yeah, Google.
Classic iPod.
Yeah, fair enough.
They now call it the iPod Classic.
Do they?
Yeah.
So it was the one, like that big black one with the screen and then the buttons, you know,
the circular buttons
where you go. Yeah, when you're turning up the volume.
Yeah, and you were looking for songs and like you're searching and it's making noise while you're playing the song.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, what?
But like my mom and I went all out on this iPod costume. So I'm going to break it down a little here.
Break it down for us.
So we had like a huge box.
Probably.
And it went probably a little lower than waist high.
What maybe was in the box originally?
I don't remember that.
Ah, see, I'm interested about that.
I know. Me too, honestly. Mom, if you know, send me a text.
Shout out text.
We painted it white. So it was a white one because you can't draw on like a black surface, right?
Unless you use white.
So yeah.
You and they probably could have done that.
But no, they have white iPods.
It's okay, yeah. You're good.
So it was a white iPod. So
did you put a song? You keep going.
No. So the screen. So first of all, we had two holes.
For arms.
So
did you have a hole for your bottom? Did you cut the hole?
Yeah, cut the hole in the bottom. But the armholes weren't like the box was huge. So the armholes weren't like at my shoulders where I could like run like this. They were like
I bet you the radio audience heard you saw you do that. You just showed me.
No, okay. So I'm trying to describe
Mark just showed himself running by moving his shoulders and elbows back and forth.
People know how you run.
Okay, well Mark showed that to me.
So I wasn't able to do that. My arms were out like a T because like the holes were like at the elbows. So I'm running, like I have no...
So you couldn't bend your arms?
No, like I have no momentum. I can't get any torque going by my arms.
Yeah.
So that was like the first obstacle.
And they say 90% of running is moving your arms.
Yeah, for sure. Our buddy Usain.
Yeah.
And he's one of the fastest ever.
Second fastest ever.
Second, yeah. And so then the front of it was a hole cut out. The screen was cut out my face. So my face probably like
your face was the screen?
Yeah. Cause I needed to see somehow. But the next part of that was that the box came out like at least like right I can't say right here, but like past my eye level kind of
thing. In past your peripherals.
Yeah.
It got into your peripheral vision. The box.
I had no peripherals.
Wow.
So I could only see straight ahead. I was like a racehorse.
So there's a kid running around the neighborhood who can't see to his side, and his arms are sticking out straight.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even see where your fingers were.
No.
Because your arms, your peripherals are taken away.
Exactly.
Wow, you're running around like an airplane.
And then obviously we drew on the circular part on the on the bottom part of the front to like the buttons. And then two pieces of tape went across my shoulders that were like glued onto the like strap so it would stay up on my shoulders.
Yeah. Thing. Wow.
So it was actually like a really good...
You worked hard on it, but it was also good because you kind of failed.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was tough.
Like, it was a fun Halloween costume.
It was a tough full day because I wore it to school too. And like I'm at elementary school, so all the little kids are coming up. And
you were one of the little kids.
I was like a mid. Like I was intermediate or whatever. I don't know what they call it, but yeah, intermediate. But they were coming up and they were like trying to press my buttons. Like, literally pressing my buttons.
Were they loosening up your buttons?
No, not loosening.
Oh, okay.
Just pressing them.
Pressing them.
So they were, like, banging. They're like,
really pressing your buttons.
Play a song.
That! You know what would have been? That would have been sweet. You kept, like, an actual iPod with you and a speaker. I know at the time they didn't have, like, small Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you were, like, an iPod and you were playing songs. Or you had, like, three songs and you could change what was in front of you.
Nice.
Oh, my God. You could be an iPod this year, Mark.
Hey, if you got a box at home.
I don't. Nah, well, I might have.
That's
all. That's actually... I'm impressed.
The one house... This is what I remember most about the Halloween. That Halloween. So the one house had candy on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, you know how sometimes you just sit there...
Please take one and you take seven. Yeah.
Exactly. So...
Just enough to get some, but not enough that it looks like you took a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to, it was the first time all day I had to try to bend over to grab something. and I literally couldn't do it because I couldn't bend my arms, and I was trying, like, really hard to, like, go side, like, they had good candy in the bowl, right? So I was trying to go, like, sideways to, like, grab it, but it just wasn't working. And then finally, the when I, like, bent over, the straps went up, and the bottom of the screen came up and cut my lip open.
Paper cut.
So now I'm like, yeah, like, just a force, like, cut it. It wasn't bad, but it was, like,
yeah.
It was a cut on your lip. So now I'm, like, running around, couldn't get any candy. I got blood on the front of my iPod.
iPod zombie.
iPod zombie iPod.
That's vampire. What you should have been.
Vampire zombie.
That's amazing.
So I'm running around with blood on my iPod, and I can't bend my arms, or I can't see to my size. So, hey, it was, like, once I got home that night.
You know what? That sounds like a character building day.
It was. It was,
That made you the man you are today.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate that.
That's awesome. That's a great costume.
Thanks.
That's awesome. I wish that had worked out a little better for you. You didn't cut your lip.
Yeah,
didn't. You had got that candy out of that bowl, but.
That's okay. What about you? Number one.
My number one. At the time, this was a big movie. So this is the first time, I think, in the history of my costumes that I've ever done an actual human person.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're like, a character in a movie, but...
Like, replicated.
Like, actually replicated someone and not just been a version of them, but the specific person. So I was Zorro.
From The Legend of Zorro.
From The Legend of Zorro. Z for Zorro.
Yeah.
So I had his hat. I had the black... Yeah. Eye band that he wears.
Yeah.
The fabric. Yeah. And the cape. The cape was huge. I loved the cape. Yeah, that was my favorite part.
You run around.
Yeah, and you can, like, twirl with it. And it spins with you, and you can, like, tuck it over. You grab the cape, and you pull your arm in front of your eyes, and you look past it, being all Zorro-y. I had a sword, too. That's pretty cool. When you're a kid, and you get to run around with a sword, not a real sword, obviously. I was a child at the time. Yeah. Not professionally certified to carry a sword or wield a weapon.
Like you are now.
Like I am now, yeah. But I had an actual Zorro. Zorro was a pretty big movie at the time.
Yeah.
This is the other thing. Like, people were like, oh, you're Zorro? And I was like, yes.
Yes.
With my cape in front of me and my sword. Yes, I'm Zorro. Z for Zorro. And I would pretend to cut the Z in their chest. And then I even had black boots. Like, I was full of... Oh, man. It was such a fun costume. And I did it big that year. And it was the first time... Well, this was an earlier costume. But it's probably the only time I've actually been a real character. And, I mean, I'm a real character.
Yeah.
But it was a real character I was. And it was fun.
Those were the days.
And my favorite part was taking the sword in front of people and pretending to cut the Z in their chest.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, that was, as a child, those are memories that you cherish and you bring with you.
Yeah. You can't trade those in for anything.
No. You can't.
Not even for money. Like that commercial going on. What was your... So
the costume, my favorite costume of yours of all time that I saw, when you were the Blue Jays baseball player.
Yeah.
Because you had cleats, or you had, like, shoes that looked like cleats.
Blue, like, Nike shoes.
Yeah, but looked... You had actual baseball socks, actual baseball pants, tucked-in baseball jersey, belt, hat, eye paint. Looked like...
Gloves, even.
Gloves. You looked like you could have ran on the field at Rogers Center.
Yeah.
And struck out against the Indians and never hit a ball.
Yeah, and not got tackled by security guards.
Yeah, because you were a legit, authentic baseball player. They'd be like, that guy's on the team.
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, he's in a white jersey and we're wearing blue today and I've never seen him before.
No name on the back.
But that's a guy.
He's a guy.
So that would have been one of my favorites of you.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate that. That was a good night. I had fun that night.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best costumes I've seen came that night as well. One of my buddies, shout out Clarzy if you're listening, was a whoopee cushion. And it was hilarious.
How do you do that?
He had, like, one of those big whoopee cushion things, too. Like, it was a full body thing. And, like, the little spout came out of his head.
Yeah. And did it make farting noise?
No. But he did.
Well, yeah.
He would be running into people. And it was hilarious.
What a fun time.
Yeah, great time. Good fun.
Last year I was Jason Derulo, or Bruno Mars, sorry.
Yeah.
Dressed up as his, what's that song?
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk guy. And, like, it works well, but when you're not... Jason's a tanned man.
Bruno.
Bruno Mars is tanned.
Yeah.
And I'm not tanned at all. No. Like, I'm pasty.
But yeah, people got it, right?
I think so. A lot of people were just like, oh, you're like a... They didn't think I was directly Bruno Mars.
Fair enough.
They thought I was just like an Uptown Funk kind of guy or like a pimp or whatever, which works. I mean, I'll go with it.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't
But you? I put some time into that, so it would have been nice if people had really got it, you know?
I got it right.
And that's the worst. And when you do a costume, And, like, people are like, oh, what are you? That's, I mean, like, you can ask what you are.
Yeah.
But, like, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I see it, sure.
Yeah.
That's crushing. So, my message, sorry to cut you off. My message is, if someone tells you what they are, be like, yeah, nice, I get it. Like, yeah. Just right away, no matter what, even if you have no idea.
Just go with
like
it.
Like, if someone's like, hey, I'm Harley Quinn, I'll be like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Good for you, though. Good job.
Like a Harley, like...
Davidson.
Like, Davidson, yeah, like motorcycle. You don't look like a biker.
No.
Whatever. The one year I was a grandpa, just like a grandfather, like, had even baby powder in my hair, and I had glasses, and I had like a... Like, I don't even know what to call it, but like a little, like... cardigan vest kind of thing, you know, like what some
grandpas like, wear. Yeah, like a vest, yeah. But made out of fabric.
Yeah, and I went up to the one house, and this lady was like, "Oh, Harry Potter," and I was kind of like, "Ah, like it's
because of the glasses."
Yeah, like do I look like does Harry Potter have white hair? No, but I couldn't really be like, "I'm a grandma, a grandpa, I'm not a grandma. You're a grandma."
Yeah, lady. She's the grandma lady.
No, but. I took a little offense to it, but...
I know, it sucks.
But maybe that just means I gotta try harder on my costume.
I tried to be Flavor Flav one year. And he's a black male.
Yeah.
Be candid with that. So, it doesn't work.
No.
And people were like, what are you? And I, like, he wears a big clock, right? That's
yeah.
his thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, people get it. Like, I have a giant clock on. Like, it'll be fine. And everyone's like, oh, what are you, a time traveler? And I'm like, what? Because I had, like, an outrageous shirt that they thought was, like, a Hawaiian shirt. And I wore like, a Viking helmet. Because he wears that, too. Like, Viking helmet and a clock. And I was like, okay, like, people should get this. It's not hard to figure out. And everyone was like, oh, time traveler? What are you,
Time traveler would be good.
I know. It's a classic. I should have been a time traveler. Yeah. But I was trying to be Flavor Flav.
Yeah, fair enough. Whatever.
Hey, it happens.
It happens.
It does happen.
Your parents still love you.
Yeah. October 28th. My mother's birthday. Mom, shout out.
You should have waited that long.
Why? End of the show. This is like where all the important stuff comes.
Yeah, it's true. Primetime show.
Like, yeah, it's 11. Everyone's just waking up and tuning in.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Thanks for being my mother. You're great. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Williams.
Follow us on Instagram. WheeliesWorld_2.
Yeah.
Twitter. TWillis_7. Will. M. I always say that.
It's okay.
WillDog30, 2 G's.
Yep.
At Radio Laurier, you can find anywhere. At Radio Laurier, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Vine, because Vine's still around. They still have that.
Yeah, for sure.
No, Vine just got discontinued.
R.I.P.
You can no longer say, do it for the Vine, because you can't anymore. It's dead.
No, you just got to do it. Do it.
Do it for the Instagram Snapchat story.
Yeah.
Do Fair it enough. For the tweet.
Fair enough.
Or just do it because you want to.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't let the haters get you down.
Mark, parties this week or bar? Or both?
One of each.
One of each?
Two. One. Yeah. I don't know. Both.
Both. Acquaintance.
Yeah. Exactly. Right in the middle. Over, under, zero.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the... What?
Like 29.
So it's the weekend.
Officially.
Officially now.
If you're at work, go home.
It's 11 o'clock on a Friday morning. Wow, it's 10:57. We still got to fill 3 minutes.
Yeah, with our song.
Yeah. So it's the weekend.
Not the weekend with 2 E's. The weekend with 3 E's.
Yeah, because it's the time, it's the calendar of the weekend, not the human weekend.
Yeah.
So it's Halloween weekend, Friday night. Party?
Might lay low. Don't know yet.
I might go out.
Fair enough.
Because I don't got to do anything tomorrow.
Hey. Does anyone?
Well, probably. Like, I do have to work later. Maybe I won't. Probably not.
We'll see, though.
Saturday. Going out.
Yep.
Military costume.
Saturday might be a party night.
I got to come up with a cool Instagram comment.
Caption.
Yeah, caption.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been thinking about that? Isn't that how people plan their costumes now? Like, oh, what'll look good in a picture? What can I say?
Yeah,
for How sure. will it work?
For sure, yeah. Some people.
Yeah. What's your go-to costume this weekend, man?
Alex Adams. Go-to, probably the Clark Kent. Which is, it's not very exciting.
No, that's good.
But.
Are you like, greasing the hair back?
I'm in the,
You getting the curl?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm in the
minority
newspaper business.
Majority.
As well as Clark Kent. So we share that.
Are you gonna wear it to work?
No, I don't think so.
You should.
You think?
You would love it. They'd think it's funny.
Maybe. I might do it.
There's no like professional dressy work, is there?
No, but I don't work on Monday though, that's the thing.
When do you work?
Tonight.
Just do it tonight.
Yeah, but
regular. It's not like you're going in and anything offensive or outrageous. No, it's kind of funny. It's like, oh, Clark Kent, newspaper. I'm sure tons of people have done it, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that before. But
yeah, so that's why I shouldn't do it.
That's why you should, Mark.
All right. I'll do it.
All right. Cheers to that. And let's cheers to the weekend. We'll drink to that. Rihanna, take us away, babe. Take us away. Turn it on, I want to hear what it said. I want to hear what it sounds like.